All right, it's our summer edition of Rip-Offs and Scams with our friend Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Happy summer to you.
Thank you so much. Beautiful
officially,
day.
Now we're officially in summer.
Officially in summer. Thank you. Finally.
You know, we're going to talk summer scams, I know, in this podcast, Steve. But first, I have to ask you, I mean, I get phone calls, probably three a day, on my cell phone. I know people get them on their landline still, too. Just either solicitations or scams, people asking for money. Why the frequency now, the high frequency?
I think more so on the cell phones. We're hearing a lot of complaints from consumers. I think because they use the automatic software to outdial for the for those people. And unfortunately, I don't think enough people are complaining about this and filing complaints. And they continue to happen because under the if you have your information on Do Not Call list, they're not supposed to call you. And unfortunately, they're not adhering to it. So if you're on that Do Not Call list, either on your cell or landline, you got to tell them, stop me and take it off immediately.
Right.
And say you threaten that you're going to file a complaint because you should file a complaint as well in those companies. But again, it's working. The reason that they keep making those calls is because it's like telemarketing calls. Eventually, the more calls they make, the more sales they'll make.
Right. And it used to be an area code that you didn't recognize, so you
right.
wouldn't pick up.
Yes.
Now it's the 847, right. the 312, the 708.
They know where you're at. Exactly.
Yeah, you're seeing all these area codes that are familiar to you.
Right. Yeah, they buy those area codes just like you buy your cell phone, so they have the same area code. Or they call our ID spoof, as we talked about many times on this show, is that basically for $20, you can buy a program on the internet that makes a caller ID change its name to what we call spoofing.
Right.
So you can say you're calling from the IRS. You can say you're calling from anywhere or any area code or any number, and they try to call you back, and it'll be a wrong number.
Boy, so block them and file a complaint.
Block them and file a complaint. That's important. You stop these because everybody says we're right off to experience these complaints. It's almost like that one vote mentality.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
One vote's not going to make a difference. Well, if everybody files a complaint, yes, it will make a difference. And they put these people, find these people.
Don't let them get away with it.
Exactly.
Okay, summer scams. Let's talk about the top scams of the summer, Steve.
You're not going to believe, but it's still, we're just issuing this today. It's the tax collections again. Fake representation of IRS. It just continues. It's working. Again, as we talked about many times over, people get scared when they hear the IRS calling, or allegedly the IRS calling. The IRS does not call you and tell you that you owe back taxes or that you're going to jail or
right.
being deported or something like this, lose your license. It is so important to remember that they do not do that. If anybody threaten or ask you for money within 30 minutes, and if it's not Domino's Pizza, then it's a scam. It's really a tip-off to drip. I can't stress that enough. Anybody ask you for money in an hour, 3 hours or 20 minutes or right now, that's a scam. That's a tip-off to the rip-off.
Right. Educate yourselves. And government grants coming in a close second.
Yeah, government
wow.
grants. And people are still – there. A lot of emails are going out, fake calls and notification that you qualify for a grant. And what they're saying in there is that you don't have to pay it back. So these consumers are saying, wow, I didn't get a grant from Obama or Trump's giving me a grant and I don't have to pay it back. I can use it for anything I want. That's a tip-off to rip-off. The government does not call you and tell you that you got grants coming. But again, people use the name of, coming from the Trump administration. In the past, it was Obama and President Obama, and basically saying that you got these grants free of charge. You just fill out this form, or we need your credit card information, or we need your personal information, or we need your checking account number to take some money out of your account. So
don't give away your info.
Right, exactly. And you can do grants yourself. You do it yourself. Go to the government yourself, the government websites you know and trust. But anybody calls you out of the blue and tells you got free money or you can't do anything, check them out, obviously, with the Better Business, but more importantly. But also, don't believe if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Absolutely. Employment number three in the top summer scams. This is interesting because it's the time of year, we're going to talk summer jobs too, when people are looking for jobs and maybe waiting for responses too.
Right. It's really, you're going after job seekers. So people, they're going on websites and putting their information out there for the public. And guess what? The scammer has that information then. So they email you and they say they're acting on behalf of a company when they're actually not. They're just trying to get information from you. Or, we had a woman this morning saying that she $2,000 they wanted for training fees. It was just this morning. And she goes, is this a scam? And that, yes, anytime you have to pay money in advance, that's, again, another red flag and what we call a tip-off to the rip-off. They don't do that. You don't get a call out of the blue or you get an immediate job and they're going to ask you for money. Asking for the money, again, in 30 minutes or less, if they're asking you for money, you didn't make that call, it's a rip-off.
Right. If you're seeking a job, you want to be paid.
Exactly.
You don't want to end up paying.
Usually companies, legitimate companies, will pay for the training.
Right.
This one this morning, it was in Florida. They had to pay your own airfare, but you're guaranteeing a job. You had to pay the fees to for training purposes. But people fall for it, and they give them their credit card numbers. So, again, 30 minutes or less is only pizza, and that's it, nothing else. And it's the tip off to the ribbon.
And tech support, too, is in the top five.
That's a growing one. They actually do a lot because everybody has a computer, and so everybody gets those pop-up messages, warning your computer's been infected. And sometimes that ransomware would actually take a hold of your computer, and they won't let you get your files. And it works. It truly works. We had a South Suburban police station, as you recall from last year, who paid the ransom to the scammers so they can get their files back. They wasn't backed up yet. I'm not going to mention the police station.
But they had to pay it.
They had to pay it. If it happens at a police station, it can happen to you. Please be very careful on your computers. If you do detect a virus, get it into the hands of professionals. If you don't know what to do, there's a lot of stores and a lot of organizations that can help you on that. But don't fall to these scammers who are saying that they can help you out or that Microsoft is calling you. Microsoft does not call you and say they can fix your computer. Or that you have a virus on your system. They don't call you on that. But a key to remember for consumers is to have virus protection, but update it.
Okay.
We prefer that you put on automatic update because so many times people neglect to update it. And the virus definitions and the protection is updated like hourly or minutes, by the minute. So you want to update as much as possible so you get the new virus protection software.
Can they get your passwords too, Steve?
If they get into your system, yes, they can because they can watch your keystrokes. So if they do have malware in your system, they can watch what you're doing. They can watch your bank account numbers. They can see all that, and they can watch your keystrokes. When you hit a keystroke, they can record that information. So that's how the scammers do identity theft as well. So you may have a virus in your computer. It's always good to change or not only change your passwords, but run a virus check every day.
How often should you change your passwords?
They say quarterly.
Quarterly.
Yeah, okay. Quarterly is probably a good time. Don't put password like everybody else does.
Right,
yeah.
Or 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, or your name, your address.
Your pet's name.
Pet's name like that. Make it really difficult with numbers, capital numbers, small ones, numbers, dashes, something different. And, write it down in a secure place. I'd rather you have it in a secure place than having your password as password.
We're talking about the top summer scams with Steve Burness. Rounding out the top five, something I'm very guilty of. I make online purchases, as I think most of us do, maybe weekly. You have to watch out for these, though.
Sometimes it's hourly for some people to buy things. Yes. Yeah, be very careful of the pop-ups. I think that's the most important thing. If you get a pop-up, you're on Facebook or or on Twitter, you get a pop-up, this great offer, you don't know who this company is. You don't know anything about them. When you click on the URL, it doesn't mean necessarily you're going to that company. Mm-hmm. They can have a hidden URL. So if you ever hover over a URL, sometimes there's a different URL inside of that. And that's what I mean. You can go to a site that is fraudulent. It could be a scam artist. It could be malware on there, spam. What we suggest you do, if you see a great deal and you think it's from a legitimate manufacturer or distributor or whatever it is go to that site directly by keying in the information that you know about. Go to Google and put the company's name in and then go to that particular company. It's the pop-up ad saying, free gift, free vitamins, colon cleansers. They got so many different things. Acai berry.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one as well. And they use fake celebrity. I mean, Oprah was taking action against several of them who used her name. She never authorized it. They used her picture. Oh, Oprah's using it. I've got to use it. It's so important in our fast-paced society to check out the company, the offer, especially with the Better Business Bureau. But just check. Doesn't because they have Oprah picture doesn't make sure it's a company that you can know and trust.
How is it, Steve, if I'm looking, say, for a pair of shoes or whatever, but maybe a pair of sandals or something, and I'm on that website, and it's a legit website, a legit company, but then I close off. Then for the next week or so, the sandals will pop up.
Right.
Whatever I'm
everywhere.
Looking at pops up on your Facebook or whatever, wherever you can get an ad. Right. How do they get that info and how do they know you're looking?
They drop a cookie on your computer, basically. So basically they're retargeting you on that. So if you don't want those to happen, you just clear your cookies out every day.
Got it.
Or don't accept cookies. And that's what happens. You'll see the TV you asked for. It's just retargeting. It works well for the marketing. They spend a lot of money on that to retarget you. And they'll follow you around the whole website and people, how do they follow? Well, they drop a cookie. They know where
it's not a good cookie either. It's not like a chocolate chip or anything.
So most people delete their cookies on a daily basis or will not accept cookies at all.
Perfect. All right. So those are your top five summer scams. I promised we would talk about summer jobs as well. Scams involving summer jobs, especially for graduates who are looking to make some money this summer.
Right. The school system is getting out in the next, I think today or something like that. Uh-huh. But all the college students as well, they go on the websites and they're looking for jobs. They're putting Google and all these organizations are popping up. And a lot of them are fake. I'm not saying they're all fake, but there's some that are fake. You got to be very careful. Nobody's going to guarantee you a job right away, especially a college grad. Nobody does that. I mean, they're not going to say, okay, you're hired. And even if you get an offer from a legitimate company in email, there doesn't mean it's that from that company. We had one well-known Fortune 500 company that they said they got a job for, and then they realized it was a scammer. It was a different URL, and they provided them information as well. But it seems that they're really going after college students really coming out of school right now. Mm-hmm. And I think because there's a plethora of information on the internet, but also there's a plethora of jobs out there. And therefore, the scammers always go where the people are. So whether it's a disaster, they'll go after the people that have been victimized, or try to get information from them in some way.
Yeah.
Same thing with college students. So they're really somewhat a little bit vulnerable. As you know, remember in previous shows, we talked about that millennials are more susceptible to scams now than the elderly.
Right.
So we found that out too with our studies and our surveys as well. So the millennials, the new generation, Generation X, Y, whatever it is now.
Sure.
They don't do the due diligence, and they believe it because it's on the internet, or they just don't do their homework, and they don't talk to their parents because they think they know everything. I thought I knew everything. I'm sure you did too when you were a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
You know everything.
We did, though, right?
We did, yeah. Our kids don't know that now, but unfortunately, they're taking advantage of the situation. And anybody that promises you a job without any work, it's usually a scam. Nobody's going to say you immediately hired. And, usually they're coming in as a recruiter, saying, I'm recruited by this company to help to hire people. And that's all you need is your credit card information or your social security number.
Yep.
And most people, you have to give it up for a job, but you have to make sure it's a legitimate company.
Yeah.
Of course, you go apply for a job, they're going to ask for your social security. We get that. But if somebody asking you on the phone you don't know and they said you're hired, put the brakes on it.
Be careful.
Be very careful, especially if the offer seems to be true. And some people are really looking for jobs. The one we spoke to a few weeks ago, she thought she hit gold. It was a Fortune 500 company. It was a dream job. Well, they knew what she was applying for because they went online and saw her resume, and they know what she wants, what jobs she's been with her previous experience. So they tailored the scam to be exactly like that, and it took her for a couple $1,000s on her credit card.
And be careful, too. I think you always say this as well, Steve. The buyer beware, too. If someone comes up to your door and says, oh, hey, it's a college job. Hey, we're going to paint homes or mow your lawn. Make sure they're legit, too.
Exactly. Because they can't be your neighbor. Hopefully they are. But sometimes people go into groups of they put them in vans and they send them to neighborhoods. And they try to scam you. Magazine sales, knife sales, cleaning house, painting houses.
Sure.
Sometimes the horror story you hear from these, because they're not professional painters. And if you're allowing a college kid to paint your house, well, you're taking a chance. Just like you would taking a chance with the company. So you have to do your homework. And because it's a kid, doesn't mean it's your neighbor either, because we've seen scams many times.
Right.
When they bring them from out of town, they put them into a market like Chicago, which is large, and they start selling magazines. Oh, I'm your neighbor. No, you're not. You're from a different state. So you got to do your homework. If it's a great offer, great offers tomorrow. It's not. There's never one day ending sales. People always say, well, he said it was a great sale, or she said it was a great sale, or this is the best knives in the world. Well, unless you check and verify, like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify.
Absolutely.
And that's the key. Just because somebody comes to your house, they look clean cut, or they're church-going people, whatever the case, they just want to bring that wall down so you trust them, and then guess what? They take advantage of you. There's so many scam artists out there. It's just unbelievable. There's great businesses out there. I'm not trying to say that.
But you just have to be careful.
You have to be careful because the bad actors always ruin it for the good people. And I've been doing this for 30 years, and you can't tell a scam artist from a regular person. You can't. They dress alike. They look alike. They talk alike. And I've seen people go to jail that I never thought was a criminal. You can't tell. You got to do the research on your own and check them out.
Remember, if it sounds too good to be true,
it usually is.
Steve, thank you so much. And one more time, the website.
BBB.org, and ask BBB for any of your issues or concerns. Come to us.
Do your slogan. I love it.
Before you buy or hire, BBB it.